Voters in San Francisco will elect a new mayor tomorrow, and polls indicate a very close race between the two candidates in the runoff election. They're both members of the city's Board of Supervisors. Matt Gonzalez, the board's president, is the Green Party candidate, and even though Greens make up just 3% of registered voters in San Francisco, Gonzalez is giving the Democratic standard-bearer, Gavin Newsom, a real run for his money. Newsom spent some $4 million on his campaign. Gonzalez has spent about one-tenth of that. Phil Mateer's been covering the race for the San Francisco Chronicle. Phil, your paper described the two candidates this way: Dapper Dan versus the Socialist Stud. What are the profiles of these two men?
Well, basically, we have frontrunner Gavin Newsom, a young guy, Democrat, small businessman. He represents sort of a Democratic Party that's staying on the progressive side, very heavy towards labor, very heavy towards the minority communities in the city. On the other side, we have Matt Gonzalez, a former public defender, graduate of Columbia and Stanford Law. Greeny came out as the Board of Supervisors and has sort of set the left on fire in the town.
Are the people who are supporting Matt Gonzalez, is this an anti-Gavin Newsom, anti-establishment, anti-San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown vote, or is there something specifically about Matt Gonzalez that these voters seem to really like?
It's a combination. Matt Gonzalez represents younger voters. He represents renters who feel that they're being squeezed out by the economic upswing that may be coming San Francisco's way again. He's a very interesting combination of politics and poetry. He's been endorsed and stands right next to Lawrence Ferlinghetti on North Beach on one hand, and then United Farm Worker leader Dolores Huerta. So he's cut across an age and a political spectrum that includes sort of like it's hip to be political again.
I suppose there are people who would say that the political spectrum in California and in San Francisco runs the range from A to B. What are their differences politically, if there are any?
Well, you have to understand the political spectrum in San Francisco runs from left to lefter. Gavin Newsom is pro-medical marijuana. He voted to have sex changes for city workers paid for through insurance. And he's the conservative in the race. Matt Gonzalez is even more progressive. So it's basically Democrats versus progressives, left to lefter.
And on the Democratic side, Gavin Newsom is the heir apparent to the mayor now, Willie Brown, who's term limited out of office. He's got some heavy hitters there working for him. Al Gore was out there last week. You've got Bill Clinton there today campaigning. What would it say if the Democrats were to lose this race?
Well, this would be a very big blow for the Democratic Party. Let's put it a little bit in perspective. New York has mayors are Republican now. That's a loss for the Democratic Party. Here in California, we just had a recall in which the Democratic governor, Gray Davis, was recalled and replaced by Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger. The idea of losing San Francisco is just abhorrent to the Democratic Party, not only for what it would stand in terms of a public relations statement, but remember, San Francisco is a fundraising capital for the Democratic Party and for its presidential aspirants. And in this time and in this place, they do not want this town run by anything but other than Democrats.
Thank you, Phil.
All right.
Phil Mateer is political columnist with the San Francisco Chronicle, talking about tomorrow's mayoral runoff election between Democrat Gavin Newsom and Green Matt Gonzalez.